Madison Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Wall Street numbers are soaring after an unexpectedly good May jobs report from the Labor Department. Here's CBS's Astrid Martinez.
The glass is half full for the U.S. labor market, adding jobs in industries from restaurants to construction to healthcare. Some sectors are still struggling to play pandemic catch-up.
It's been a challenge for small businesses, especially within the retail sector and the hourly workforce and finding people to work.
A better than expected jobs report shows employers added 339,000 jobs in May, the best since January. But the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, up from a five-decade low in April.
The Dow is up nearly 730 points. President Biden is expected to sign the budget deal that keeps the country out of default tomorrow. Tonight, he'll talk to the nation about it. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
President Biden's first Oval Office address will likely have him pointing to this bipartisan compromise as an example of the system working. Despite objections voiced by progressives and conservatives, most members of the House and Senate backed a bill that avoids default and caps spending. Still ahead, much bigger questions for the country on the health of its entitlement programs, with the solvency of Social Security and Medicare on the line.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has gotten some good news about the investigation into classified documents found at his home. Here's CBS's Allie Bauman.
Multiple sources say he will not face any charges in connection to the probe. Multiple classified materials were found at Pence's home in Indiana earlier this year. The closure of the investigation comes just days ahead of the former vice president officially announcing his candidacy in the 2024 presidential election.
In New Haven, Connecticut, first responders say they've pulled several people out from under the rubble of a partially collapsed building which was under construction near Yale University. Fire Chief John Alston.
Our units responded immediately within minutes and found several persons in varying degrees of injury from broken bones to three that were partially buried under the rubble.
Alston says nobody was killed. Everyone on site has been accounted for. At the scene of an earlier collapse, it's no longer a rescue operation, but one to recover remains.
Structural engineering experts have been brought in to help stabilize the partially collapsed six-story apartment building in downtown Davenport, Iowa. Mike Carlston is the city's fire chief.
And we also have secured a specialized recovery team that can help with our USAR team to deconstruct the building so that we can actually continue our search throughout the building.
Three people remain missing and are feared dead after the building crumbled on Sunday. Jim Crisulda, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board will hold their BSC Building Trades Home Tour from 4:30 to 5:45. The board committee meetings will begin at 6. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2 at the Adams County Courthouse, and the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council will meet at 3:30. The Adams City Council will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of a low of around 61 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 92. Lows of a low of around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Matt Kundrick coming statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was some good history made. The eagle has landed. Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer brought it home in the Senate last night. You recall that the debt limit bill had passed the House 314 to 117 the previous day, went to the Senate, and a number of people, and myself included, were very leery that there are people with their knives out to stick a knife in it, because in the Senate, unlike the House, even one senator can hold it up for a long time. And if it gets held up beyond June 5th, we would very likely have to start reneging on some of our bonds. Well, here's what happened. 11 people put in amendments. Several of the Republicans, people like Rand Paul, people like Mike Lee, really bad people, put in amendments to basically overturn the thing. They called it an amendment. That's a sneaky way of trying to overturn it by calling it an amendment. What happened was, you know, Rand Paul wanted several trillion more in cuts, which would have cut everything to the bone. Somebody like Lindsey Graham wants more money for defense. Mike Lee wants something else. There was a particular Democrat, however, who put in an amendment. I understand why he did it. But the truth of the matter is that by putting in an amendment, he took a risk of delaying the whole thing. And then I'm going to tell you how Schumer and Biden avoided delaying the whole thing. And that was Tim Kaine. He didn't like this pipeline from West Virginia into Virginia, about 300 miles over 1,000 streams and wetlands, carrying natural gas. Schumer talked to him. Schumer talked to Kaine. Tim Kaine, he was our vice presidential nominee under Hillary Clinton in 2016. He's a good guy, Democrat. And he did not like the idea, he represents Virginia, that this thing would be basically approved by Congress without normal permit process. And what Schumer said to him is, look, to pass soft infrastructure, Inflation Reduction Act, we had to promise it to him. And then what happened, we cut it out after it passed. And that was kind of a, I don't like it either, but we did give our word. And this time he said, I want it back in. And I said, okay. The other thing, keep this in mind, that the U.S. Supreme Court, the six tarantulas, have held that basically administrative agencies can't do regs, can't do stuff without the approval of Congress. What they're doing is they're dismantling the ability to protect the environment. And there would be some fear that they would say that if the EPA or somebody didn't want this project to go through, that they acted beyond their authority. Who knows? But in any event, 11 people put in amendments. Tim Kaine is one of them, and then a lot of Senate tarantulas, Lee and Rand Paul from Kentucky. And I was, when I saw that, I said, and, you know, Schumer didn't even start debate on it till fairly late in the day. And I said, now, wait a minute. He's required by Senate rules to debate all of these amendments. And it requires consent of all 100 senators. 99 ain't good enough. All 100 senators, because they think they're little Lord Fauntleroy in the House of Lords. They can do whatever they want. And it'd be very easy for one of them to say, no, I'm not going to agree to limit debate. I can talk as long as I want. And then I can yield my time to another clown who can talk as long as he wants. And we'll delay this beyond June 5th. It turned out that didn't happen. Why didn't that happen? It didn't happen because the Republicans went to their people and beat the living you know what out of them. They said, look, you are all being given a chance, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, even Tim Kaine, to get up and pose for a holy picture. It reminds me very much, if you go on vacation out west, you'll go into some town and you'll be able to have your picture taken, and you're standing there with a cowboy hat on, a gunslinger, and your wife is standing there dressed as somebody in a Western bar, and you look through this thing and it looks like you have all those clothes on. That's all this is. This is a fake. All 11 of these clowns got up, and I don't say Tim Kaine is a clown in general, but to put in an amendment he knew was not going to pass, they all got up and posed for a picture and a soundbite that they can play back home. And Mike Lee in Utah can go, I fought like heck to stop this thing. Rand Paul can go back to Kentucky and say, I fought like heck to add $3 trillion in spending cuts. Tim Kaine can go back to Virginia and go, fought like heck to keep that pipeline out of there. Well, they didn't fight like heck. If they really wanted to fight like heck, all they had to do is say, I do not consent to a limitation on debate. Part of the people beating the you-know-what out of them, however, is this. If you have 60 votes, you can cut off debate. The filibuster can't work. And the final vote on this was 63-36. It passed. One guy didn't vote, one chicken, just like Lauren Boebert didn't vote in the House. Remember, she slow walked up the steps and claimed she was late by accident. This is Mike. It was somebody running for the Senate in Indiana, and he just slowly walks. Oh, no, mercy me. I missed the vote. What a chicken. What a chicken. So there are only 99 votes cast, 63 for it, 36 against. Only 46 Democrats voted for it. And of the 46, two of them were independents. Angus King of Maine and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona actually voted for it. But five others did not. 17 Republicans voted for it. So I think that what happened was they go to Mike Lee of Utah, they go to Rand Paul, they go to Tim Kaine, and they say, all right, we want you to pose for something fake. We'll give you 20 minutes to talk about your amendment. It ain't going to pass. And they go, no, I want an hour. No, you're not getting hours. Because under the filibuster rules, 60 votes can cut you off. And that means that the 17 Republicans who were part of it went to them and said, you idiots, we're giving you a chance to pose like a gunslinger in the Wild West, sticking your face through a cardboard cutout. That's all you're getting. That's all you're getting. So Schumer rammed through 11 amendments, 11 amendments to this bill. Something like, I don't know, 2 hours. Unbelievable. I think they each got 10 minutes. Who knows what they got. Then every one of those amendments, they'd say, all right, the amendment's on the floor, ayes and noes, no, no, no. And then they took a vote. And the debt limit bill passed, the deal, 63-36. It's going to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is going to sign it tomorrow. Tonight, he's giving a primetime address, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Central time. You're listening to this in Wisconsin, 6 p.m. your time, Central time. And you know something? This guy is becoming an historic president. What he has done with a hostile Trump Republican Party, and supposedly after the 2022 elections, a 51-seat majority in the Senate. Are you kidding me? Kyrsten Sinema is one of them. She left the party. Angus King is an independent. Bernie Sanders is an independent. They all want something. They all got their hand out. He managed to put together this deal, and he took McCarthy to the cleaners. Now, I know what you're thinking. There were two things he gave up that I don't like either, but one of them he's managed to manage, and the other one it looks like the IRS will manage. What do I mean by that? Very cruelly, the Republicans' red line was, we want to extend the work requirement for food stamps to 54. Most of the people between 49 and 54, the old age of 49, are women, because it exempted veterans. Joe Biden got McCarthy to agree to that. It exempts people who are in foster care and exempts homeless people. But people who are not homeless, not veterans, between 49 and 54, overwhelmingly women. And you tell a 53-year-old woman she's supposed to get a job? Where? They'll lay her off. They won't pay her hardly anything. Split shift or lay her off. She's hungry. And she's all by herself, single, because there are no kids in the household, in a rooming house somewhere. And cruelly, they wanted to do that, even though farmers wanted it eliminated, because farmers wanted to sell food to the government so these people could eat. And then farmers would pay taxes on the money they got, and they'd use the money. It circulates many times through the economy. They buy clothing, school supplies, feed, they vote a lot of stuff. Those people pay taxes. These clowns wanted the pleasure of cruelty. Biden handled it real well, because what he said to his cabinet is, they can pass that, but I manage it. Our cabinet manages it. And what we are going to do is say this. You check, are you able to work? Woman says, no, fine. We're not taking her deposition. She gets food. Are you having trouble working?
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian, William Parker, on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros we'll get right back to you. CivicMedia.us and sponsorship.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 60 tonight under mainly clear skies. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Lows dip down to about 60 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
Open 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting that yesterday on the program preceding years, they talked about Harvey K talked about agrarian justice, and it links back to what these Republicans refuse to admit, that so much of what the guys at the top have gotten is they've taken from the commons for their benefit over the decades now, and that everybody should be given a guaranteed, yeah, the guarantees that, you know, that an economic bill of rights that should be part of our national dialogue, at least, if not our national law. It just is something that needs to be said, talked about. And for the Supreme Court, that they don't like the fact that we have rules and regulations. Well, let's see when those guys go out to a restaurant or something like that. And are they happy that people are required to wash their hands before serving them? I mean, the food is not rotten food that they're plopping in front of them that might be contaminated with bacteria. I mean, how far
right,
back?
No,
to how much?
Right. And here's the deal, that you're making an excellent point. But here's a deal that gets me is, if nothing else, nobody in this country should go hungry. Nobody in this country should go hungry. Our farmers produce a surplus. They want to sell their food. We're not just giving food out to anybody who wants to walk into a restaurant and get it for free. That's not what this is about. This is about people who are poor. And they carve it down. So, well, as long as you're not homeless and you're not a veteran, but you're in your 50s, which is largely women, because veterans tend to be men of that age group, you're going to go hungry. Well, no. Why should we agree to that in this country? We have a surplus of food. Some food gets thrown out. Some food gets shipped to third world countries, which is great too, but there's plenty of that as well. What Joe Biden pulled off in this is terrific. What he did is he kept us solvent. And then he simply told his cabinet, here's how we're going to manage it. There's nobody going to go without food. I don't care what these guys say. It's up to me to decide whether or not they can work. Good for you, Joe. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for the heads up, what really went down in the Senate yesterday. Very interesting to hear that. Although this whole thing was a charade. Really, when you think about it, all this stuff was voted on, okayed, And it just needs to change the way they do this. Once you vote things and it's okay, that should be it. Raise the debt limit and move on. And hopefully down the road here, they will change the way they do these things. And you wouldn't have to worry about the women going hungry in the IRS. But that being said, it's hard for me to believe that former President Trump, I can't think of a law he hasn't broke while he was president. I think he broke every law possible. And then DeSantis, what a whining little crybaby he is. I mean, he just whines. It's just, my goodness gracious. And these are the two best people the Republicans have to offer. I got news for the Republicans. If you put these two clowns up there, Biden's going to beat them like a drum. I mean, what scares me is something could happen and either one of them two clowns could get elected. The Republicans are nothing else. You got to find somebody, you know, honorable to run for president again. But hey, happy Friday to you, okay, Matt? And have a great week.
Great call, Paul. Great Paul, as always. Thanks very much. I agree with you. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Stephanie?
Oh, hey, two things. First of all, hunger. It has been many, many, many years since I have had food insecurity. But, you know, our bodies are really ideally meant to help us survive. And people who go hungry, you can't get away from it. Hunger is with you all the time. It's cruel. It is absolutely cruel. And anybody who has never had to experience hunger, which I'm sure some of these clowns, these self-righteous dastards, they have no idea. They have no idea. So that's one comment. It is so cruel. And there are people that, with the whole job situation, you've got folks who want to try to create programs to help people find jobs. They're exploiters, okay? They would want to waste the money of the government and put people through just insulting and degrading exercises. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I will hang up and listen to you, Matt, the role of Mitch McConnell in this whole thing, my sense is that, boy, he was not, as nasty of a person as he can be, he's no fool, okay? And he was not going to let the whole debt limit thing blow up. So anyway, you have a great weekend. Love your show. I wish you were on for 2 hours, but anyway, take good care.
Great. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I really appreciate it. Three quick things. I agree that Mitch McConnell is not stupid, and he realized how bad this would be for America. And he's the guy that put together enough Republican votes to get this done in the Senate. Number two, I couldn't agree with you more on hunger. You know, millions of people were starved to death in Ireland in the 1840s, including some of my ancestors. And I will not tolerate that. There can't be hunger in Africa, anywhere else. But in the United States, you want 52 and 3-year-old women to be hungry? For what? Farmers have food. They want to sell the food. This was a gratuitous act of cruelty. Excellent call. Thanks a lot. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back here.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Play ball.
Oh, but honey, look, homemade salsa.
It's Crafters Baseball Night at Witter Field, June 4th. Vendors will be inside the stadium for the early game on Sunday. Play starts at 4:04. School's out, so bring the kids and make it a family night. Find all sorts of handmade goods with a variety of vendors set up within the ballpark. There's fun for all ages and a chance for kids to play games on the field. You don't want to miss this fun Crafters Baseball Night with your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Sunday, June 4th.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 61 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 92. Lows level off around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
With the same crowd, absolutely as whiny as could be. George W. Bush, remember how whiny he was? It kind of got better once he was president. But as a candidate, holy cow, was that a whiny little punk. And they still voted for him. They still liked him. I couldn't believe it. So Ron DeSantis seems cut from the same cloth to me.
Yeah, that's a very interesting comment. And I'm not counting any of these guys out. Let me tell you something. It would be a disaster if Trump or DeSantis got in. And one of the little pieces of inside baseball that just got floated around yesterday, late yesterday, was that if Trump is smart and he gets nominated, he would pick DeSantis as his VP. So he would be well advised not to get too lethal in his making fun of him and all that. I am beginning to think, the more I look at Jack Smith's investigation, that he has enough to indict him right now, and he better indict him pretty quick. The deeper that you get into the presidential season, the harder it gets. It really does get hard. Trump only announced early the way he did to try to keep everybody off his back criminally. But I don't want to see a ticket of Trump and DeSantis. Obviously, they claim they hate each other and all that. Who cares? Each of them stabbed their grandmother for a bottle of horseradish if it thought that they'd get him the presidency. Don't trust either one of these guys. But I think you're right. What you're really saying, Todd or Billy, is don't take it for granted just because the guy's whiny. Look, Dick Nixon didn't have a great personality. I remember him very well. The first time I saw him on TV, I said, what the heck? The guy got elected president twice. Do not take anything for granted. Going back to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Hey, Matt. Great show as usual and really wonderful callers. Boy, you have a great following. You know, I've never heard in the past that Americans had a work for food. I mean, that's really getting down there. You know, we're going to make these people work before they get any food. Give me a break. Since when did they become the slave drivers and they run the show? It is so nauseating. Another thing, too, is I heard just recently that maybe they may be not giving funding from the state. According, you know, the Republicans do not want us to have the high-speed Internet. And I'm in one of those areas that don't have, and I still have, phone line Internet. And is that ever fun? These guys are just pathetic. I don't understand it. I really don't. But thank you again, Matt, for your show, and keep up the great work. And, boy, we got to vote these you-know-whats out of there because they're just pathetic. I mean, they're an embarrassment. Can't they get anybody with some brains in their head? I think they're at the bottom of the barrel, those people that they have representing, the, you know, for Republican people. That's just unbelievable, Matt. Thank you. You have a good weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. And you made some two very good points. I want to hit them both. One is, I can't begin to emphasize the cruelty and what these people did on making them work for food. I can't begin to emphasize it because here is the reality. They demanded as a red line item that Biden had to agree to raise the work requirement. This is for a household that does not have children in it, typically single people, from 49 to 54. But they agreed to exempt veterans, homeless people, and people who had been in foster care as kids, because frequently they have some emotional issues going forward. Well, who do you think needs food, is poor, and is between 49 and 54? Overwhelmingly women. Because women are 49 to 54 back in those days were much less likely to be veterans. But they may not be homeless, thank God. But you think they're living in mansions? They're living in a rooming house somewhere. They're despondent. And what? They're going to show up at McDonald's to get food from the government. And how do you think they're going to be treated? You think McDonald's is looking for 50-year-old women? They're looking for teenagers. We're malleable. People discriminate against people in their 50s. The Age Discrimination Act starts at 40. You can bring an age discrimination case when you're over 40. How many people in their 50s and 60s do you think go in interview for a job and the interviewer's face lights up with joy? They're all thinking, oh my God, how do I get rid of this gal or this guy without getting sued? That's what they think, okay? The other thing is, what kind of jobs do you think are available to them if they dropped out of high school? Maybe they've been out of the job market. Maybe their husbands left them. Maybe they have no money. They're lucky to have enough rent to pay for a room somewhere. some crummy room. They lie in their bed very hungry. What pleasure does McCarthy get out of saying you can't have any food? Or from Matt or Gallagher or Van Orden or Style? Obviously, I think Tiffany would get pleasure. Probably Fitzgerald. I don't know about Grothman. Why do these people get pleasure out of that? It makes no sense economically, first of all, if that's all they care about, because the farmers get to sell the food to the government for it. Their surplus is winnowed down, and the farmer pays taxes on the food he sells. Then the farmer respends it, and that wherever he spends it, in a restaurant or some supplies, that person pays taxes. So it makes no sense. It's cruel, and it makes no sense. But somehow they think that their base likes this. And when you talk about broadband, Scott Walker turned down $50 million in federal funding for broadband rural up north because he turned down the train. He didn't want any federal money. He screwed people. Listen, I have relatives in Hayward. I have relatives in Wisconsin Rapids. My sister taught at Mount Scenario College in Ladysmith, and they lived in Jump River. A lot of these places where I have relatives, Mount Scenario College sadly went under, but that have relatives, you can't get internet. Sometimes you can't even make a phone call. It's not just individuals, but it's also small businesses. You know, you want a website, you want people to look at your stuff. You want to, you know, clarify if they stole the credit card or it's legit. And the Republicans took that money out of the budget that Evers had put in, saying, we're going to wait for what? We're going to wait for federal money, which Walker turned down, by the way. And they represent some of these areas. If you're listening in any of the areas that has a tough time with broadband that I just described, your party that you vote for in that area, has just turned you down for broadband. Disgusting. We're going back to the lines. PT of Portland, Oregon, my friend. Thanks for calling, PT. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hi, Matt. Good show. Very good show. You put a lot out there. I'm not sure where to start, but I guess I'll start with DeSantis. You know, DeSantis or DeSantis, whatever you want to call him, or whatever he wants to be called, he's been living in a bubble, a protected bubble in Florida. He has been able to do whatever he wants with legislation. And, you know, you just ask the legislature, oh, sign this, sign that, sign this anti-LGBT bill, whatever. And he gets it done. And he's been living in this bubble. So what happens when he goes outside of that bubble of Florida? He looks terrible. He can't control islands. He can't control, the people in other states. They're going to look at him with a fine-tooth comb and say, who is this guy? You know, he's a whiny little guy. And he just doesn't have it. He does not have it. Unlike Biden, oh my God, he has it. He is a wise man who's able to negotiate. And when he gets a good bill, he doesn't rub it in, right? He told his associate, he told people negotiating, look, we got a good win here, but don't boast, right? And then Scott Walker is a little bit like DeSantis. I mean, he flamed out, and I think, DeSantis is going to do the same thing. So thanks for a great show, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, PT, and that's an excellent comment. I appreciate it, and I want to build on what you just said about Joe Biden. I agree with 100%. May Jobs Report just came out. May Jobs Report. Everybody, Bloomberg, the rest, had predicted 195,000 jobs. May Jobs Report just came out. 339,000 jobs, almost double what was predicted. They also restated payroll gains from March and April, and they found that there were 93,000 more jobs in March and April at the end of the winter and beginning of the spring than they had initially reported. Our economy's on fire. If you hear people sitting around at a at a pig roast, a Spanfarkle, a cookout, and they're going, oh, Biden, he's no good on the economy. Let me tell you something. China right now has very high unemployment among young people, and they're getting very restive. And Xi is very, very anxious because Xi and all of the autocrats in China, there's about 300 people on the Central Communist Committee, all steal money. They're all very wealthy. They flat out just steal it. They are professional thieves. And the youth are beginning to realize that, saying, where's the investment in job-creating businesses? You know, the Chinese about 15 years ago had been going towards kind of a capitalism and people were making money. Now the thieves are stealing it. And you know that what Xi's, the head guy over there, what his response is? This is unbelievable. Put out a propaganda campaign advertising. Quote, hardship is good for the youth. I'm not kidding. You think I'm kidding? Hardship is good. It strengthens the soul. It makes us strong. Because they steal the money and the kids have no jobs. Germany right now has negative growth. It's entering into a recession. We have brought down inflation better than any first world country in the world. We have the lowest unemployment since the Vietnam War. Stock markets are going back up. 339,000 jobs in May alone, restated March and April, 93,000 more. You can get a job in this country if you want it. You can make some money in this country if you want it. More importantly, what Biden did was he passed the CHIPS Act. He passed hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure. He just outmaneuvered McCarthy. But as PT of Oregon, of Portland, Oregon, just said, he didn't rub it in. Not a flashy guy, honest guy, hardworking, but there's nobody smarter or wiser than he, certainly wiser in the history of the United States. Why do I say that? Because of all the other presidents, this guy's been in office since 1972, either in the Senate, vice president, president, or in the Trump years when he was laying the groundwork for president. Nobody knows the Senate better. Nobody knows foreign policy better. Nobody knows NATO better, keeping it together. Nobody knows all of our allies in the Pacific better, keeping them together. He's founded a mini NATO for the Pacific. Nobody does it better. And to respond to one comment that Gina Beauclair had made, or maybe it was somebody else, why do we continue to have this debt ceiling savagery that they inflict on us? Here's some inside baseball. It only takes a majority to overturn it. So Schumer goes to Biden, says, let's overturn it. Manchin and Sinema said they wouldn't vote for it. So they can't overturn it. And of course, McCarthy would never put it through anyway. We are not going to overturn that blackmail until we take the House and the Senate. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. I see when the lines do not hang up. Right back after the break.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammer's has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're gonna love it here.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Play ball.
Oh, but honey, look, homemade salsa.
It's Crafters Baseball Night at Witter Field, June 4th. Vendors will be inside the stadium for the early game on Sunday. Play starts at 4:04. School's out, so bring the kids and make it a family night. Find all sorts of handmade goods with a variety of vendors set up within the ballpark. There's fun for all ages and a chance for kids to play games on the field. You don't want to miss this fun Crafters Baseball Night with your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Sunday, June 4th.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist.
Go away from
welcome back.
My window.
Methlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
Social Security. I know it wasn't as part of the default negotiations, but several Republicans wanted it to be. The Freedom Caucus wanted it to be in there. And I think it's important to realize what a dramatic effect the Social Security program has on poverty. Without Social Security, 37.7% of the population over the age of 65 would be in poverty. And so with Social Security, that number is brought down to 10.3%. That's a dramatic cut and 25 percentage points involving 15,358,000 people. Here in Wisconsin, that number is 286,000. So this is a tremendous anti-poverty program among other features. And it's a good thing it was not in the default negotiations, but we have to make sure that it never is. Thank you, Matt.
Bill, that is a terrific call. And just so everybody knows, Bill is a not only a professional economist and one of the top economists, but he also is the former chairman of the economics department at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So, we're very lucky when he calls in because this is some good, hard data. And I want to pick up on what he just said, because remember something. Scott, the guy from Senator Scott from Florida, said that he wanted all programs to be revoted on every few years. Ron Johnson, the guy, our guy, unfortunately, said the same thing. How do you think that Social Security, if it was sunsetted and had to be revoted on every 2 years in the budget, how likely do you think it is that would happen? They can't even vote on a budget. They can't even vote once they authorize expenditures and the issuance of bonds, can't even agree to pay the bonds unless they try to extort something. What Bill said is a great way of looking at Social Security. Even Joe Manchin reported that in West Virginia, something like 60% of senior citizens, people over 65, rely on Social Security for a material part or all of their income. In other words, now West Virginia is not as affluent a state as Wisconsin. That said, when you're talking about 60% of people over 65, not just being in poverty, but losing their sole or their principal, materially principal income, you're going to be back to the way it was in the 20s and early 30s before Franklin Roosevelt came in. Back then, there was no Social Security. Social Security was pioneered by Otto von Bismarck in Germany in the 1880s. He was the chancellor. You think of him as a guy with a monocle and a spiked helmet and all that. Well, he did not have a monocle. He did not have a spiked helmet. But they pioneered it. And now it's spread to all other first world countries. But did you know that the U.S. Supreme Court initially was going to hold it unconstitutional? Plucking it right out of thin air, just like this one is doing now, until Franklin Roosevelt threatened them to pack the court and put on another five or seven justices, and one of them chickened out. And do you know what the vote was to uphold Social Security? 5-4. One vote, and you wouldn't have Social Security, and we wouldn't be have the country we are. So it's not just the work requirement for food stamps, the cruelty of saying that women in their 50s, if they can't find work, or they get fired, or they get discriminated against. What if they're slightly emotionally disturbed? What if they had a less than high school education? What if they can't work? The only guy taking care of them right now is Joe Biden, because he's going to have his cabinet go, then you get food. Republican, you think if Trump or DeSantis were in there, they get food? How about Social Security? Ron Johnson, and this frosts me about the Senate race that just occurred, 2022. Why wasn't more made of this? Why were there all these ads about, you know, I don't know, I'm a regular guy making peanut butter sandwiches. I mean, I like Mandela Barnes, a friend of mine. Ron Johnson said that Social Security should have to be revoted on. And this Senate and House can't revote on anything. They can't agree that the sun rises in the east. They can't agree to pay bills that they authorized in the first place and had bonds issued for to good faith investors who thought that they were going to get repaid. They can't even agree to do that unless they extort something. There would be no Social Security if it had to be revoted on every few years. There would be no Social Security, and I'm going to say that again, if it had to be revoted on every few years. Northwoods Terry, we have 1 minute, my friend. What do you got on your mind? And thank you for calling.
Well, what I'm going to say, Matt, is normally I am very nervous when Democrats are up in this state for re-election, but I am not nervous about Tammy Baldwin at all in her re-election chances. That was it, Matt.
Well, that's a very good statement. I fully agree. And they're by the way, they're trying to run Gallagher. And they made him this head of this fake committee called the Chinese Communist Investigation Committee. I'm not kidding. That's the name of it. And they said he found the sacred gavel of Mel. Not Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny. It was Mel Laird, who was a congressman a hell of a long time ago. And they found his sacred gavel. That's what they're calling it, in a museum in Marshfield. What? What? I'm supposed to be impressed with this? He has the sacred gavel? And he stuck with Kevin McCarthy and said that women should have to work if they're in their early 50s, even if they're emotionally disturbed, unemployable. But as long as they're not homeless and they're not veterans, because none of them are, of the people I've just described, they can go hungry, and that makes them feel better. Makes no economic sense, which all they care about is economics. But and he's got a lot to answer for, and there can't be another campaign where these guys aren't called out on this stuff. Ron Johnson, for Pete's sake, wanted to sunset Social Security and vote on every 2 years because he knew it could not be approved again. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show. Great call, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Everybody have a good weekend. Same time, same place Monday. Matt Flynn Direct. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere.
Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5